Begin the current daf of the Shabbos daf Kuf Aleph. We begin on the bottom line of Kuf and Beis, where the Gemara finalizes the discussion they were having regarding the machlekes in the Mishnah about drawing water. There was a machlekes in Maram that came up regarding the topic of the Mishnah, regarding drawing water from the sea onto the ship. And the problem is the sea is a karmelis and the ship is a reshus hayachid. How are you going to get water on Shabbos when you need it for drinking purposes on the ship? One mandama said that you could just stick out a small little rod and take it like that, because they said that the sea starts from the bottom of the sea, from the ground, and therefore the area of the Carmelis only extends 10 tefachim up from there, and therefore the seawater, which is much higher than that, is not anyways part of the Carmelis, it's a makam tur, and therefore you could draw water. You just have to do this interesting thing by extending the small rod to make somewhat of a sign that a regular Carmelis you wouldn't be able to, but this is not a regular Carmelis, because it's above the 10 tefachim of the area of a Carmelis. The other mandama said no, that you have to make four walls. You have to make these walls and have an ear space of four tefachim squared, and those walls will be considered as if they extend down into the sea, so therefore the water under that, those walls that's extending out of the ship, will be Rishas HaYachid, and that's where you could draw water up from there, because it's taking it from the Rishas HaYachid into the Rishas HaYachid, which is permitted. But then the Gemara asked, yeah, so that's how they draw up the water. What do they do with the waste water, the dirty water that they use to clean all the dishes and the cups? How are they going to get rid of that? Because you can't pour it in the same place where you draw it up to go back into the Rishas HaYachid in the sea over there, because that's where you're drawing up the fresh water. You don't want to spill out the dirty water. On that, the Gemara said, you just spill it over the side of the wall. And thereby, you're not throwing it into the sea. Just on the wall, it trickles down and goes into the sea. Then the Gemara said, yeah, but that's his koichi, that's his force. And even if he's not doing it directly, but indirectly, that's his force that's causing it, and that's us to do, even though he's not doing it directly. To which the Gemara answered, that koichi bekarmelis legazu. Although this is forbidden, transporting from the ship, which is the Rishas HaYachid, to the sea, which are the karmelis, the rabbinic domain, however, the Rabban only said that direct transfer is asr. Although in the Torah, we say that even koichi is going to be asr. Regarding the rabbinic area, we only say it's asr if you do it directly, not if you do it with force. And that's where our current daf begins. Which the Gemara asked, where do we know this concept that to prove this, that the Chacham were not geyser, although they said that we were going to make other domain called karmelis, not just Rishas HaYachid and Rishas HaRabim, however, that we won't be geyser on koichi when it's indirect, like someone's force, it's only when you do a direct transfer. The Gemara says, the Tanya learned in the Braisa that will prove this concept. Sfina, regarding a ship, you can't carry not from the ship to the sea, not from the sea to the ship, because again, that's a problem because it's a karmelis, it's different domains on Shabbos. So we continue on the top of Kof Aleph and Aleph. Rabbi Huda Omer Amukur, Rabbi Huda says, if the ship is 10 tefachim deep, that is the height from the bottom of the hull, from the bottom of the ship to the top, is 10 tefachim deep. If it's asara inside, so therefore it's a Rishas HaYachid. However, in Gavaya, but it's not high, that is the tip of the top of the wall of the ship, is not 10 tefachim, is not asara, is not 10 tefachim. In other words, from the level of the seawater, which is can happen very easily if the ship, because of the heavy load that's inside of it, is submerged into the water. So although it's 10 tefachim deep, so it's a Rishas HaYachid, but it's submerged in the water, and therefore from the water level up to the top wall is going to be less than 10 tefachim. So in such a case, he says, metatlim metoicha liyam, you could carry from the ship into the water, into the sea, as we said in the previous daf, through the walls, like for example, by spilling out the wastewater, as the Gemara is going to explain. And this is the proof that we're going to show that koicha, if someone's forced by a karmelis, we weren't geyser, and therefore you're allowed to spill out from the on the wall and let it go and go into the sea, in spite of the fact that it's less that it's going into the sea from the ship. But you cannot bring from the seawater into the ship. And that is, you wouldn't be able to do that way through the walls also, because if that's the way you're going to try to bring the water up from the sea into the ship, it's going to fall on the ground of the ship, and that's not going to work. It's important to understand, that's why we explain this case of when the ship is 10 tefachim deep, because if it's not 10 tefachim deep, the ship itself, so the ship itself then would be a karmelis, and because a Rishas HaYachid has to be at least 10 tefachim in height. And then you would be able to carry directly from the ship into the sea, because both of them would be a karmelis. And it's also important to understand that we picked the case where the ship is not, the walls of the ship are not 10 tefachim above the level of the seawater, because if it would be 10 tefachim higher, then you would be allowed to carry from the sea into the ship. And the reason is because, although that's taking from a karmelis from the sea into the Rishas HaYachid to the ship, however, it's going through what's called a derech makam tur. It would be going through, in the transfer, it would be passing through an exempt area. Because what happens is you would have to pick up your hand higher than 10 tefachim to get from the seawater onto the ship, because the ship is a wall that's 10 tefachim higher than the sea level. So therefore, when it's being drawn up, it's going over 10 tefachim, and therefore it's going into an exempt area before it gets into the airspace of the Shusayachit. And although regarding Rishuyas, domains of Dairaisa, which let's say you're going from a public domain to a private domain, in such a case we said your chayiv, as we said in the Gemara and Daf Chesem and Aleph, that although it's passing through an exempt area, but if it went from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRam or reverse, it would be chayiv. But regarding Carmelis, which is a rabbinic domain, there we weren't geizer, and we said that if we'd be passing through a Makom Torah, would be potter. Therefore, again, this case is exactly how it's supposed to be, that the ship has to be 10 tefachim deep. However, it's submerged a little bit, and therefore the wall is not 10 tefachim higher than the seawater. Again, because if it would be, then it would be mutter in either way. Either because it's passing through Makom Torah, or because it was less than 10 tefachim, it itself would be a karmelis, and you'd be able to transform one from the other. So, it's not mut, it's not mutter. It is considered Rishus HaYochid, and the ship is and the sea is considered karmelis. And however, we do say that you're allowed to transfer from the ship through the wall, as we're going to explain, into the sea, but not from the sea into the water, which the Gemara is going to elaborate right now. What is the pshat in this difference? Why one way would be mutter and the other way it's going to be us? As the Gemara says, why is it that from when you're taking from the sea into the ship that's forbidden? Because you're carrying from a karmelis, which is the sea, into Rishus HaYochid, the private domain, which is the ship. From the ship to the sea is also a problem because you're carrying in the reverse from Rishus HaYochid to Karmelis. Why over there did we say it's mutter? Elalav, obviously it is because Achuda, we're talking about that you transferred through the rim of the ship. That is, you pour the wastewater on the rim and it goes through the wall down, it trickles down the wall down into the sea. Vishmamino, that's what's coming to teach us. Obviously, it's teaching this idea, and that's why how we're proving it from this price, that we weren't geyser on the concept of koichev, one's force, into a karmelis, into a rabbinic domain of karmelis, and therefore here, although you're transferring from the ship, which is Rishus HaYochid, into the karmelis, which is the sea, however, since it's going through koichev, it's going to be mutter, and that proves the concept that we were saying before. Nothing more continues on the prohibition of carrying regarding ships. Amar Rav Huna, Hani Bitziosa de Meishan, regarding these small little ships, these small little boats of Meishan, which were very narrow on the bottom, until it gets to really like a point, like almost like as sharp as a knife, which is the basic structure of like a canoe. So the halacha is, Ein metatlin behen el barbo, you're not allowed to carry in those boats only within four amas. And that is, we gave it a din of a karmelis. That is, they're not Rishus HaYochid. And the reason is because they're not four tefachim wide on the bottom. And therefore, their walls are not walls. Because a wall has to be considered a domain of Rishus HaYochid. Although you have walls, has to be containing a width of four amas, of four tefachim. And since here, they're not four tefachim wide on the bottom, so therefore the walls cannot be considered walls, as the Gemara elaborates. V'loyimorin, we didn't say this prohibition, that it won't be Rishus HaYochid, it'll only be a karmelis, and therefore you can only carry within the four amas. Elishein v'pochis mishloisha arbo. Only if there's not within three tefachim from the bottom of the boat a width of four amas. And that is, on the bottom, that it didn't reach three tefachim from the bottom of the boat, it's not a width, it already stops being a width of four tefachim. And that is, even if you say it has a width of four tefachim, and it reaches a height of 10 tefachim, it's still not going to be mutter, because since the bottom are not considered walls, it's going to be considered what's called a mechitza tlui, it's a hanging wall, which is not considered a halachic wall. And that is, the wall, although the walls contain an area of four tefachim, and it's 10 tefachim high, which is the Rishus HaYochid. However, the bottom of the boat narrows down to a point, almost like a V. Now, the bottom, we're saying, if the bottom does not have within three tefachim from the bottom of the boat till where it starts going up, doesn't have a width of four amas, now, that means the wall is stopping over here, because once it gets lower down, starts narrowing into the bottom, it's already not four tefachim width, and that we don't see as walls of Rishus HaYochid. So, if it was within three tefachim, then we could say the concept of lovet. And we see it as if it's all the way down to the bottom, connected, and the walls will contain the entire area, and will be considered an area of four tefachim wide. However, that the canoe won't be kosher as a Rishus HaYochid, because it's within three tefachim, it's still not a width of four tefachim. However, if at least reaches within three tefachim from the bottom, that it already started the width of four tefachim, then we're not concerned. And then, as long as it reached within that area, we will consider the walls. Again, because within three tefachim, that's always the halacha concept of love, and we'll see the walls entirely encompassing an airspace of four tefachim in the width. Moreover, the Gemara says, and now if you fill up the bottom of the boat until where it starts getting wide to the four tefachim width, where it would be, you fill it up with willow branches and reeds. So then it's going to be kosher, it's going to be mutter to carry in there. If, again, from the tip of where it gets wide to the top, is going to be 10 tefachim. And that's why Leslamba, they were not concerned, because you're filling it up. And therefore, the ground of the boat is not starting on the bottom. It's starting higher up. Wherever you filled it up with, you stuffed it up, almost like you filled it up with earth or metal, whatever it is. And therefore, it's starting over there. So if from there, it's already 4 tefachim wide, and then you have a height of 10 tefachim, then it's going to be kosher. We don't see it as mechitzitli, because we don't see those walls anymore, because that's filled up. It's not even walls. The ground is starting at a higher point. On this, the Gemara asks, Masib Lor of Nachman. And Nachman asks, regarding the first case that we mentioned, that we gave the boat a din of a carmelis, because within 3 tefachim from the ground, it's not a width of 4 tefachim, and therefore they're like hanging walls. But he asks, V'lema gur achas mechitzasi, as a halachic term called, we should give it a term of, that we're extending the wall downwards. And that is, from the area where it is wide, that it goes up to the 10 tefachim, we should say that we consider it as if it's going down, straight down, all the way down to the bottom. Don't give it this term that you're calling it mechitza tlui, a hanging wall, that let's say this is the ground and it's over here hanging, because once it goes over here, we don't see it as a wall anymore, so it's not within 3 tefachim, so you say, oh, it's not a good wall. What do I mean? You say gurachis. You see the wall extending downwards. And he says, where do you find such a concept? He said, milei tan, didn't we learn the braisa? This same idea that you say that you see the wall extending downward. Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, Oim, Rabbi Yisrael Behuda says, no'atz kona b'shus harabim, u'b'resha trasko. If you stick a pole into the public domain, and the top of the pole is a basket, v'zark v'nachal gabav chayv, and you throw something and it lands on top of the basket, then you're going to be liable. That is, the basket is not 10 tefachim deep. However, we measure the height of 10 tefachim because that's how high the pole is. It goes up to the top. However, the pole itself is not 4 tefachim wide, so you're really stuck. The pole gives you the height, the dimension you have to have b'rishus hayachid. So you have the 10 tefachim, but it doesn't have the width of the four tefachim squared that it has to have. And the basket has the 4 tefachim width, but it doesn't have the height. However, we say that we see the walls of the truscle of the basket are called gur aches, as if it's going down, extending down to the bottom, as if it's surrounding the reed that's giving it the height. And we see it as if it's surrounded with walls from the ground all the way up to the top. And therefore, we give the top of that pole, which is the basket, a status of a shus hayachid. And that's why if you throw it from the public domain and it lands on top of the basket, you're going to be chayiv. This is a concept that he's trying to show, that we do say this concept of gur aches, as the Gemara says, Alma amrina gur aches mechitzas. Obviously, we say that we see the walls of the basket extending all the way down to the bottom, because or else you won't have a domain of 10 tefachim high width or 4 tefachim width. So therefore, Rav Nachman is asking, here also we should say regarding this canoe, that we see the walls as if it's extending down, and therefore the walls of the 10 tefachim will be encompassing a width of 4 tefachim throughout. And therefore, why are you saying that's called the mechitza tluya? On that, Maskvelo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked on Rav Nachman's question on this halacha. And that is, he said, says, didn't you hear regarding the statement of Yehuda Merav, and some are inclined to say this in the name of Reb Chiya, that he said this halacha, that B'tani Allah, that we learned regarding this statement that you just said, regarding Reb Yosef Yehuda's statement about sticking a pole in Mishnah's Rav and putting a basket on top of it, and Chacham say that you're exempt. Obviously, we do not say this concept of good aches, of that we see the walls extending down to permit a mechitza tluya, a wall that's hanging up there. So this wall, the basket that's hanging there, so to speak, it's not going down to the ground. He says, we don't say it, because we have a tradition that the Chacham say that you're potter. And therefore, what are you asking Reb Yosef Yehuda when the majority of the Chacham argue? On that, Omalei Abaye. Abaye responded to Rav Yosef regarding Rav Nachman's question. He said, Va'atle Tizbe, said to Rav Yosef, do you not agree that you would say in such a case, good aches, that you do see the walls extending down? But V'atayim learned in the Braise as follows. Amid b'shusarabim gevoya asar v'rachav dal. If there's a post in the public domain that's 10 tefachim high and it has a width of 4 tefachim, and therefore that should be considered rishus hayachid. However, v'ein b'ikari dal, however, the base of this post does not have a width of 4 tefachim. V'yesh b'katzah shaloi gimel, and this narrow part of the pole on the bottom is a height of 3 tefachim. And that is what it means, is the chiddush of what it's saying, is that you can't say loved from the place where the width ended to the ground, because it's even higher than 3 tefachim, where it's already narrow, that it doesn't have a width of 4 tefachim. And still we're going to give it a status of rishus hayachid. as the Braisa says, v'zark v'nochal gabav chayv. If you throw in lands on top of it, you will be chayv. Alma amrina gorachas mechitzasa. So therefore, Abaye tells Rav Yosef, obviously you say that you see the walls extending down in spite of the fact that it's narrowed from 4 tvachim away, even higher than 3 tvachim from the ground. That we'll see the walls around it, that as if it's extending down to the bottom, as if they're uniform. So he says, here also, l'chayr, you should say, by the case that you're asking from, that the chacham say yepatu, l'chayr, you should say that the walls do extend down to the bottom. Because, and the same should apply to these little boats of Meishan, that again, that the walls extend down to the bottom. Aye, but you have a question that you're saying, v'chacham poitrim, you find this case where regarding, sounds almost the same type, that we see that we don't see the walls of the basket extending down. Why is that? Why v'chacham poitrim? So it says, midi iria. So Abaye continues his questioning on Rav Yosef. Do you think it's any proof from that case of v'chacham poitrim to show that, therefore, you'll show that you don't say a halachic kantam of gurachas? No. The reason why by the basket over there that we don't say that we view the walls coming down, because that the Chum do argue in the Beis Yehuda, although L'chayr, I proved to you that you do say Gurachas, Hasam Havi Le Mechitza Shagdoyim Boikimboy. There is a technical difficulty in saying the halacha concept of Gurachas, of saying that we see these virtual walls coming down and surrounding this pole because of the basket's walls are extending down. Because there the walls are walls that the kid goats can penetrate these walls. If you're saying these walls over here that are coming down from the basket, under the basket, but how can you say that if goats walk right through it? You can't say gurachas because things are walking through it. And therefore, you cannot say a wall is there if people are, kid goats cannot walk through walls. So that will detonate, so to speak. This will undo these halachic walls. However, regarding a ship, there is no question. Then you could say, like the Brisa that I proved to you, that it will have the halachic status of Gorachas. Because here you have walls that the kid goats do not penetrate. And no one walks under, similarly by the post that I proved to you, that we will say it has halachic status of Rishos Yachad, because it's not the derech for anyone to scrape themselves under that narrow area, which is only very little space, because most of it is a width of 4 tvachim. It only narrows in the bottom, although it's higher than 3 tvachim. However, we will give it virtual walls of Gurachas because no one's going to get into that little space. Whereas over here, by the case of the Traskel, don't ask me from there that why don't you say Gurachas over there, because there people, kid goats, they're all walking over there, and therefore that will negate these virtual walls. But generally we do say, and therefore we will say it by the case of the boat. And therefore, Rav Nachman does have a good question, that we should not consider the canoes a carmelis, although the walls end higher than 3 tvachim, because we do say gurachas, and therefore the halacha should be that it is going to be a rishus hayochid, and therefore you would be able to carry more than 4 amos inside these canoes, and therefore Rav Yosef, your question is not a good question. However, the Gemara asks on this statement of Abaya, Amli Rav Acha, Bered Rav Acha, Rav Ashi, Gabisvina Nami Ho Ika Bekiyas Dogim. You're right that by the ship, you don't have kid goats walking there to negate these virtual walls of the canoe that end higher than 3 tvachim from the bottom of the boat. But the fish are swimming over this. How could you say you see the walls coming down and therefore it's Rishos Sayachid, in spite of the fact that the boat narrows to like a sharp knife on the bottom? But the fish are swimming there, and you're saying there's walls there, then negating the walls. So Malay Bekiyas Dogim Leshme Bekiyah. The penetration of fish is not called penetration because they're not visible, they're not seen. In other words, this is all anyways virtual. And regarding when we see things walking over there, so then we can't say there are walls. But the fish, which are not seen, the Gemara says that that's not going to be considered a penetration to negate these walls. And therefore, it is Rosh Hashiach. The Gemara says, where do you know this? How can you prove this, that the penetration of fish is not called penetration? The Boyimene Reb Tavla Miravin, and some are goyis from Rav, that mechita teluya, regarding a suspended wall, which is a wall that's there, but it stops of, you know, higher than the ground. Mahu shetata b'churva, what is halacha? Can it permit a ruin? That is, by ruins, a lot of times they have walls at the bottom of it already broke down, though it's attached from the whole structure, and it's hanging, so to speak, from the top off the ground. What is halacha to permit carrying in this ruin that it shouldn't be considered like it's broken and open up into the Rishus Ram, that it's its own Rishus HaYachad? And he said to him, a suspended wall does not permit. It's not a wall. If it's not within 3 tvachim, there's no loved. We can't see it as a wall. It doesn't go down to the bottom. And we continue on to Amid Beis. Except for water. For example, we have these, if someone has a porch, which is like it has a house on the water, and his porch extends out over the sea. So we learn in the Mishnah in Avon that of Pezayin Mabez, that you have these walls which are surrounding, and then you have a hole in that porch, then you can fill up from the water underneath it, because, again, although the wall is suspended over the sea, it's not going down, by water we said that that's permitted. Similarly, if there's a pit which is shared by two courtyards, and the pit's in between on the border of the two of them, that we say that if there's a wall going from, like, that's cutting over their, you know, partition, like a fence between them, although the pit, it is, the wall is going to be a mechitza tluya, it's not going through the pit, however, still we said that he's allowed to fill up from his side, and he's allowed to fill up of his side, even though they didn't make an error of one with the other. So by water, there we said that a mechitza tluya, that a suspended wall, will be permitted. And that is, the Gemara says, kalu shekil chacham b'mayim, that was a leniency that the chacham instituted, they were lenient regarding water, that there they said that a mechitza tluya would be matas. Which the question is, v'amai, why did they say that it's permitted? Ho'ika b'kiyas dogim. Even if you're going to say the halachic concept of good achis, that we see the wall suspended down as if it goes down into the water, but the fish are penetrating, for example, let's say when you have this this porch, which is going over the sea, and the fish are swimming all over, and an icy wall's going down, as if I could fill up, the fish are swimming through the walls. Obviously, as we just said before, that the penetration of fish is not considered penetration, and therefore we will consider good achas. And therefore Rav Nachman's question stands, that we should not consider the walls of the ship to make the ship into a kamelis, and that you could carry more than four amos on the on this canoe. Because the idea is, although the walls, which contain a four tvachim of width, and 10 tvachim of height, although it stops higher than 3 tvachim from the bottom of the boat, and therefore it should be considered suspended walls, it's not true, because we say good aches, and the fish swimming through does not negate that, because b'kiyas dogim lo yishmei b'kiyah. Now the Gemara resumes discussing the Mishnah. It said, Svinas k'shuris v'chulu, regarding the boats that are attached one to the other, you could carry. To which the Gemara asks, Pshita, obviously you could carry. What's the problem? It's like, you know, it's an extension of your house. There, it's like one big boat now. Amarava le'nitzcha el'hater bitza shebinein. Rava said we needed to say this chiddush, that even if there's a small boat between them, and that is when the Mishnah said you're allowed to carry from one ship to another, it wasn't saying carry from one to another, it was saying it was through a small ship between the two big, a small boat between the two big ships. And that's even though it's not tied, it's still permitted through the two outer ones being tied. That is, if these two ships are tied, and then a small little boat wedged its way in, we say you're allowed to carry. We're not concerned that maybe this little boat might fall away out of it, because it's not tied to the two big ships, and then you're going to be carrying through an airspace of camelots. We're not concerned, as long as the two outer ones are tied together, we say that it's holding it together, and that you're allowed to carry even through this small little boat that's between the two ships. Amar Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, Moshe is a term, like you say, like just like Moshe Rabbeinu and his generation is great, you're like Moshe Rabbeinu and our generation. Shapa Kamet, were you saying very well? You think what you said is correct? Mitatla Mezula Zutnan. Read the words of the Mishnah. It says, we're allowed to carry from one ship to another, which is mashma. And the inference is that there's nothing else in between to say that you're carrying. The reason why we have to tell the Chiddush is that, oh, of course you can carry from one ship to another. We're talking about going from the ship to a small boat to the ship. It says carrying from one to the other, not through something else. Elam Rav Safar. Rav Safar says, rather, we're going from one ship to the other. So then what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is to say, regarding making an Ariv and carrying from one to the other, and that is the case that we're talking about in the Mishnah, is talking about two ships that belong to two different people, where when you have two different Rishus HaYachids, you have to make an Ariv one to the other, and then you'd be able to carry. That's the Chiddush that we're saying, that you can make an Ariv between the two ships and carry between them. Uketitan, like we learned in the Braisa. If you have ships tied one to the other, you can make an Erev, Erev HaChatzeres, and carry from one to the other. And that's the Chiddush. Nifsiku, if they get detached, so then the Erev is bottled, because now they're separated and you have a Karmelis separating between the two ships, and then you wouldn't be able to carry from one of them to the other. So Nesu, then it's forbidden to carry from one to the other. Chazru and Nikshu, then if they went and were tied back together again on Shabbos, so now they're back again, then Bein Shogin, whether it was inadvertent, and that is, whether in the inadvertence of Shabbos, that you forgot it was Shabbos, or that you forgot that this was considered malacha, ubei mezina, whether it was even done on purpose, bein anusin, whether it was done unwillingly, meaning someone forced them to do it, bein mutan, whether it was done accidentally, and the accidentally is like the concept of misasik, which is that he was involved in doing one thing, he wanted to tie something else, and he didn't even realize he was tying something else, it looked like it was that one, and they did that one, that's called misasik. Either way, no matter how it was that it got retied on Shabbos, Chazru l'tein rishon, it comes back to its original heter, and now that they had an Eiriv, and now that they're tied together and there's no karmelis separating, which is the sea separating because they're attached, it goes back to its heter, even though you're not allowed to really tie it on Shabbos. Similarly, the Gemara says the same type of a concept. V'chemach tzolis haprusis. Same thing is regarding mats that are hung. And that is, they would hang these different mats to make like almost cubbies. Sometimes in these big offices, they have cubbies. You hang down these mats, and then individuals sit in each one separately. You can make an Erev from one little cubicle to another, and then you could carry from one to the other because these mats separate it and make each one into its own domain. Nigalu, if the mats were rolled up. So then Nestor, then they become forbidden. Then it's, we don't view it anymore as its own private domain, and then it's open up to the public area. So then if it went back and it was brought back down again, it was made into its own cubicle, then the same idea is bein shaygigin bein mezidin, whether it was done inadvertently or even on purpose, bein anusin bein mutan, whether unwillingly or accidentally, although you're not allowed to really do this on Shabbos, you're not make a wall, a machitza on Shabbos, and now you're making a wall, chazal ten rishon, still it comes back to its original heta, which the Gemara says, and the reason is, shekom mechitza shenasa b'Shabbos, because any wall, any partition that's made on Shabbos, bein mishogi, bein mezid, whether inadvertently, whether on purpose, shema mechitza, still called a mechitza, even though you're not allowed to, but it has the status of a wall, and therefore now you're allowed to go ahead and carry because of the Erev that was made originally between them, because now it's back to its original status. The Gemara asks on what we just said. Ini, is that really so? That this mechitza will be considered a mechitza on Shabbos? V'amar Rav Nachman said, Lo Yishonu, we didn't learn that a wall that's made on Shabbos, a partition, is considered a wall, El Elizrik, only to throw, in other words, to make a person liable. If someone throws from this area, which was made into Rosh Hashanah Yochanan because we made walls on Shabbos, from that area into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or reverse from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into it, to be say that he's liable, that will consider it a separate domain, to make you liable. Avlotalta, but to be able to carry inside of that, then also, then we say it's forbidden midrabban. So how can we say that you'll be able to carry now because the walls are back up on Shabbos, so now it comes back to its original status quo, but it's not true. We said Rav Nachman said that was only to make a person liable to make it a separate domain, but to permit carrying inside, that was not. And that the Gemara says, Kiyidmad Rav Nachman, when Rav Nachman said this Isser, amazed it. He only said on someone that did it intentionally. And that was because of a kenas, it's a penalty. And although in our Mishnah that we said that it goes back to its original heter, no matter how it's done, that was going on if it was done b'shogig or b'einis, or when it was done accidentally on mutoin, when you misasik. However, this that it says that included the word mezid also, that was only to be considering it a mechitza, a partition, regarding the case of when you're throwing, like Rav Nachman told that you're liable. However, again, we're not in contradiction. Rav Nachman that says that's us, there's going on the case of mezid. And that is, as we said, that although all these cases considered a mechitza, that will be even in mezid, but mezid will only be the mechitza to make you liable. Because mitzad knas, we say that only shoygi again and misasik, all those cases will be considered mechitza totally, even to be able to carry inside of it. However, regarding when you do it intentionally, there we're going to say, because of a knas of a penalty, that there we won't consider it a mechitza, a partition, to be able to carry inside of it. So now the Gemara continues on the theme of our Mishnah regarding the tying of the boats, this heter, when they're both tied together again. This permit of carrying from one boat to another, that they're tied together, is even if they're tied with the string of a cloak. And that's the string that they would use to tie the area around the neck, to tie it over there around the neck. Even if it's such a small little string, they're tied together with that, it's still going to permit it because they're tied together and they're not just touching, that we're concerned that they might separate. Which the Gemara asks, Hey Chidami, what is the understanding of this case? If this string of the cloak could contain the boats that they shouldn't separate. So it's obvious, who cares what it's made out of? It's holding it together. And if it can't hold it together because it's just a smaller string, so then why is it permitted? We should be concerned that it's just like when they're just touching, that they might separate and then you can't carry from one to the other because then you're going to have a different domain of karmelis separating between the two rishus yachids. So the Gemara says, and you're right, really it's talking about that it could contain it, and that's why it's permitted. So then what's the chiddush? Shmuel, who was saying the statement, was coming to exclude from a different statement that he had once said, which was over there, the boats had to be tied with chains of iron. And he's coming to say that over here, it's not the same as over there, it's a different halacha. And although there, when I was talking about the boats, that it was holding it down, it was had to be held down with chains of iron, here it doesn't have to be, as long as it holds it down, it's enough even with a small little string. As the Gemara explains, it's not, we learned the Mishnah in Aulis. Kasha, if someone tied a boat, bedavar hamamida, with something that holds it down, maybe lo tumah, so that transmits tumah to the boat. And that is, it's a specific case. If one end of that chain was tied in the what's called the oilames, a tent to wear a corpse inside of that, and a tent where a corpse inside of it transmit tumah to the entire area inside that tent. So now the end of the chain, one end is in the house where the mess is, and the other end is attached to the boat. So that chain brings the tumah from the house into the vessels that's on the ship and to the ship itself. For example, a ship could be mekabel tumah by the case of what's called Svinas HaYarden, the little boats that go on the Jordan River, which are mekabel tumah, as the Gemara in Pei Gimel says, because they could be carried even on ground. So this chain will transmit tumah to the ship and to the kelim on the ship. However, that's only with something that's bedavah hamamida, that could contain it. Bedavah she'in mamida, but something that does not contain it. That is something that you don't usually hold down the ship with. For example, something that's not metal, that's in maybe lo tumah. That does not transmit the tumah to the ship. That is, whereas the ship will not become tumah because of that kli that's holding it down to become an ava tumah. Rather, it's only going to become a rishon lo tumah. And therefore, since it's only going to be rishon lo tumah, it's not going to be up to matam of the kelim that's inside of the ship. And the chiddush that Shmuel is saying over here, that the case over here in that Mishnah, that they're tied down, that although it needs something that holds it down, that regarding the halachas of Shabbos, it's kosher for anything that holds it down. And it's not the same as over there. And that is, over there, as the Gemara is going to explain right now, is that we're talking about that there's, as tumah goes down, it keeps on descending levels. Now, a mess itself is avi avos tumah. It's the grandfather of tumah. Then what it transmits tumah to something else becomes an ava tumah, father of tumah. It transmits to something else becomes a rishon tumah. Now, kelim can only become a rishon tumah. That means they could only acquire tumah from an ava tumah. From rishon tumah, it cannot acquire tumah. Therefore, the chiddush of this case that we're talking about is that the mess is avi avos. This rope that's holding down the boat will become an ava tumah. And if it's becoming an ava tumah, so then the boat itself, which is attached, will become a rishon tumah. If the boat is a rishon tumah, then the kelim cannot become tumah because the most they can become is a rishon. They won't become a shein tumah. So then, why over here are we saying that the boat and the kelim atabit will become tumah? So that v'amar Shmuel, that's what Shmuel comes to explain, that the reason why over here, if you tie it down with something that holds it down, that it will transmit tumah even to the kelim, is v'hu k'shura b'shal shela shel barzel. It's because if it's tied down with ropes, with these chains of iron. And that's when we say that it was tied up with something that holds it down, is a reference to these chains of iron, as the Gemara is going to explain, that's what we mean by something that you usually tie down with. It's these chains that transmits tumah that will make the boat into an ava tumah. It won't make it l'chayrish become a rishon tumah, because again, the mess is a grandfather, the chain is a father, and the boat becomes a rishon. How does the boat become an ava tumah? And that's the question that Shmuel is coming to explain, that although over there it sounds like it has to be chains of iron, over here he had to tell us that it could even be a small little thread. Why is it different? And that he says to explain. Le'inya tumah hu dechsib, because regarding the halacha of tumah, it says in the pasuk, b'chalal cherv, that there was a body felled by the sword. From the juxtaposition, the way it describes it, sounds like there's a parallel between the dead body, the chalal, and the cherv and the sword, which is the drush of Chazal, cherv harehu kachal, that the sword has the same status as the corpse. That is, it itself, the sword, the metal that's touching or that's in contact with the dead person, becomes the grandfather of tumah. It gets the same status as the corpse. And therefore, regarding the halachas of tumah, we're going to say that the chain of iron, that's why that case over there, that the thing that's holding down the ship is talking about a chain of iron, that metal, that's which is the same status as a cherv, which is made out of metal, will have the same status as the mess. And therefore, the reason why the boat will become an ava tumah, thereby transmitting tumah to the vessels on the boat in Tarishan, is because the boat is touching an avi avos tumah. How is the boat touching avi avos tumah? Because the chain of iron that's attached to the boat, which is in the oil mess, which has the status of avi avos tumah, also becomes avi avos tumah. Because the chalal is kecherev. The cherev, the metal that's in contact with the corpse, becomes a grandfather of tumah also. And therefore, that chain, which is a grandfather, makes the boat into a father, which makes the kelim into Tarishan. That's regarding the halachas of tumah. That's why it has to be dafka, a chain made out of metal, because only metal, which is like a cherv, like a sword, will have this status of becoming like the corpse. Avlen Shabbos, regarding the halachas of Shabbos, kivin the yochal amidah, since you could hold down the boat, afilu b'chor asarbal, that's even with the string of the cloak, that it's enough to tie it down. And that's why Shmuel had to tell us, although it would sound pashut if it could hold it together, what's the difference? Because since we have a different halacha regarding holding on the boat, which that has to be with a chain of iron, again, because that's case specific regarding the halachas halachas of tumah. He wanted to tell you regarding Shabbos, that's not the factor at all. Factor is just keeping it together, and since this string of the cloak will hold it together, that's why it's good enough for this halacha, and therefore you could carry from one ship to the other.